Tonight, the trilogy ends. The Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show Reunion Special, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Mario, yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this like cardio. Diamond District in the chat.
I love this song. It's so good. And it's Sunday. Woo! Guys, it's our last show.
I'm so sad.
I love you guys so much. It sucks. Guys, it's Sunday. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show, the reunion special for AfterBuzz TV. Welcome. I'm your host, Leon Castillo. As always, I have my fabulous panel of women with me.
I'm Miss Conversation Peace, and you guys, I'm so sad that this is the last time you're going to see us this season, but don't fret. I'm on Barry, the after show, as well as Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, so check me out there.
And I'm Drew Jones, and I cannot agree with Brandon Patridge in the chat more. Part 3 made all of this worth watching and sitting through.
So. What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. I'm so sad this has to end, but don't worry, we're gonna keep in touch and we're gonna stay connected because we love all things Atlanta. All right, you guys, let's get into it.
You guys are cracking me up with the promoting. Yes, we're not going anywhere. You can find me for the New York panel, leading the panel into stardom. So we're gonna jump right in. It's the trilogy of the reunion. Tonight it all ends. Tonight it goes down. Tonight we're coming after Kim.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just over her.
Well, maybe
get
Drew.
Out of here, Kim.
Drew's going to be coming after Kim tonight. She already warned us, but we're going to get right into it. The top of this episode starts right where it ended. Kim and Nene going at it. I don't give a F. Your mouth is reckless. Durka, durka, durka. That's a Team America quote. They just were going at it like crazy, and Andy was finally like, we're just not going to get anywhere. Let's just move on to Sheree. When Nene and Kim fight, it's just too much. It's too much. It doesn't go anywhere, and Nene's new style of arguing doesn't go anywhere either, because she's doing this new thing where she admits everything.
It's not even about Nene. It's about Kim and her lies. She lies and lies and won't admit to things, and that's why they don't get anywhere, because she lies.
Well, she's a liar, but Nene is
hilarious.
Cracking me up. She's cracking me up. We're going to get into it, but we're going to start with Sheree, because that's when it really, really starts. Andy asked a serious question. If he doesn't get out in 2 years, are you really done? Let's go down the line and talk about this, Erica.
She's done, assuming she don't find nothing better. Which, other than Bob, like, has she really had any dates?
Do you really think she's done? I mean, she's going to be done? And do you really think she's gone on dates?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think she's gone on dates. I don't think she has that many options. She just doesn't want to look cray-cray and say, I'm waiting for him. So she might not wait for him. But if she ain't got no options, she's going to still talk to him on those collect calls. And when he gets out eventually, she's going to be in the house. So
yeah. First off, I fully believe that Andy is actually writing these questions that the fans send in.
We know that.
Thurgood.
Really? Okay.
I was like, Andy, you ain't slick.
I didn't ask. Thurgood did.
Yeah, that wasn't me. Thurgood did it. About the phone sex thing.
I'm like, Andy, you're so shady.
I don't think Sheree's going anywhere, to be honest. I think there's something real weird that we don't know all tangled up in there.
I think Sheree can definitely do better. I think that she's not going to wait for Tyrone. If she finds something better, for sure. She's not that ride or die, hold her man down, Tyrone. She wasn't with Tyrone when he was shooting in the gym, when he was, you know, making these fraudulent claims or whatever, landing him in jail. She wasn't with him right then and there, so I don't think she's going to hold it down for him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mm-mm. I think she's full of it. I think she's going with it now, but
What options has she really had over the years? She's almost like Kenya.
Sheree looks good.
I'm not saying she doesn't look
makeup.
Good.
Her body looks good.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'm not saying she's not hot. I'm saying, who have we seen her with?
I kind of agree.
She's also crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Sheree is a baddie, but she's irritating. She's real annoying.
But she's also, like, man scary. Like, she scares men off. Like,
yeah.
You gotta be like, You gotta, like, really be, like, a street brother to be able to handle Sheree.
Other than when she was kind of kicking it with Bob, we've never really seen anyone really, really in her life that she was dating over any entire season.
You like them thugs, mama. Just to quote Baby Boy, you like them thugs. I don't like thugs. I just like a man who can handle a woman like me.
Well, she's went from bad to worse. abuser to user. I don't know what's up with Sheree, but hopefully she can be an independent woman. And after she's fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she can figure something out.
You know what?
I think that's what happened.
I like that she was in the hot seat because I feel like she dishes out and she can't take it back. That's why her and Kim are two peas in the pod.
She throws a grenade and runs away.
Yeah. And so I like that she was held accountable.
And then later she's like, well, this is not my job. Didn't you say this was your job? We're going to get into it a little bit more, but we go right back a little bit to Kim and NeNe because those women just can't help themselves. They have to keep throwing stuff in there. And so NeNe decided to let the cat out of the bag. Used to be a stripper at Oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was like, honestly, this whole Kim and NeNe thing, even though the fighting part was kind of irritating because they just kept trying to talk over each other, and NeNe would always wing, obviously. But this little shade that was coming out and NeNe's whole defense where she was admitting everything, like, of course I pursued him.
Well, I feel like NeNe always said that she was a stripper. Kim has not. So
thank you. That is definitely true. Convo's right.
Okay, so Kim, speak your truth now. What happened? How did you meet NeNe? Was it in the strip club?
And I, you know what? Kim, like, when Kim pretends she has amnesia, it's really bad acting.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you talking about?
The part that irritates me the most, though, is like, Kim, okay, you know cameras are following you, right? Like, why are you saying something and then we're showing the footage? I'm like, do any of the producers like you?
That's because why I should have told she you was drunk. Tape. Because she doesn't remember.
She's a pathological... First of all, I get drunk all the time. You don't be losing your memory that much.
Okay.
I make plenty of mistakes, and I remember them the very next day.
It's called drunk shame.
Exactly. But
we've all had it.
Yes.
But also, she's a pathological liar. I feel like she believes those things. Like, I think she lies so much. She's like, yep, that's true.
I do think she does believe her own BS. It's crazy. I don't know. She was trying to throw it out there. You know, she was like, you know what? She's very tit for tat as it slowly is revealing. You know, she was like, well, I made that comment about you, Candy, because you made one about me, about having a drinking problem. So clearly it's tit for tat. It's Teresa all over again from New Jersey Housewives. So she decided to go into that fashion and try to bring NeNe down by saying, oh, well, NeNe was dating Greg when he was married. Like, girl, first of all, stop trying to dig in the past back there. It's really dark and you're not going to find anything good, clearly. Because NeNe was like, let's just say that I had dated him when he was married. We've been married 20 years.
Exactly. Twice. 20 versus
twice.
Your,
yeah.
So 20 versus on, your stop. 7 years. There's no comparison.
You're not going to destroy. NeNe and Greg are like one of the ultimate housewives royalty. And even though they broke up and they got back together, it was like the ultimate storyline.
Yeah.
And that's a storyline that no one will ever take away from NeNe. That was a great, fantastic thing that happened to her. We saw them go through real trials and tribulations and come out of it. I've never done you wrong. Never. You guys remember that?
I remember.
But you know what, though? NeNe has some faults. And when the whole Tyrone came up, I don't like how she was like, well, I don't care if it looks suspicious. Which leads into the defensive tweeting, of course I pursued him. And guys, please pardon my vulgar language. It's part of the show and it was relevant. Of course I sucked his. Beep.
Tyrone
Richard.
Yeah, she tweeted that. She tweeted that. So Andy was like, well, you tweeted it. So she was like, obviously you guys were there. What do you think about this?
You know what? I feel for NeNe because sometimes there, like, people accuse you of such ridiculous stuff and you know your truth and the important people in your life know the truth. And you're just like, yep, you're right. Like, it's almost like you know me better than I know me. Like, I think maybe they might have flirted.
But when it's silly, when it's not that deep and people get really defensive, that's a sign.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to an extent. Like, clearly she was being sarcastic, clearly. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But where there's smoke, there's fire. I think that, I'm not saying she slept with him, but she had some sort of interaction.
Obviously.
They flirted. Somebody didn't like somebody else and somebody took it wrong. So,
I don't think that a guy will necessarily turn a female down. So I don't think that was the case where he...
Well, no, no, yeah. I think
NeNe may have come on to him, but at the end of the day, she wasn't getting turned down by Tyrone, so...
Yeah,
no, you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
He's not turning her down.
Which leads me to my first poll question. We want to know, in the live chat, guys, we want to know, do you believe that something happened with Sheree? I mean, do you think something happened with NeNe and Sheree's band Tyrone? Let us know. We want to know, do you think something happened? Because the defense tweeting and everything going on, like Erica said, when there is smoke, there is fire. And we want to know how you guys feel about this. So Bree is going to give us the results in a couple minutes. Let's move on to Kenya and Kim. Why do they hate each other? And the clips were just on point tonight. The montages, we will get into the montages because there's some pretty epic ones.
Yeah.
I just think Kim and Kenya will never get along. I think Kim knows that Kenya is, I'm sorry, Kenya knows that Kim is a fraud. And that she will do whatever it takes to get the spotlight. And Kenya is a villain as well.
Yeah. Well, Kenya is a villain. But at the same time, when two villains come into the room and they recognize each other, they're like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. They didn't like each other from the beginning. And the comments, they just were not headed for a good direction right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that what they showed, the clips back to, I think it did kind of first start in that basement, that whole basement thing when Kim kind of jumped in it, and really it was between Kenya and Sheree initially. Yeah. And then that, I do remember that episode, and that beef just went really left really quick. And you were like, wait a minute, do you all even know each other? Like, what are you all even talking about? And ever since then, I think part of it, I mean, to me, Kim is okay, but she's a little like... You know, trashy, like white trash. You know, she's a little trashy.
She's totally trashy.
She's whatever she can and run with it.
And Kenya is always trying to act like she's so above. So I think that that's kind of, Kenya's always trying to be snobbish, you know.
But I don't ever agree with Kim, but I kind of agreed with Kim during that time in the episode, like, why are you being a jerk and going downstairs? Like, stop. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, no, Kim was absolutely right in that.
But when they started interacting, then it all just went to left field. And they just go so low right away, there's just no coming back from
it. I think it's a couple things. One, I think the Kenya was kind of right where she said her and Sheree have had this ongoing subtle shade towards each other about
that
the
hasn't
houses.
Been subtle, but keep going.
Subtle, her words, not mine. But they've had the shade going back and forth. So naturally... Kenya's going to push the envelope. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like Sheree would easily do to Kenya. What I think is weird, though, is, like, I think sometimes, and I was like this back in the day. I'm not like this now because I'm a grown-ass woman. But sometimes you hear stuff about a girl, how they interacted with your friends. And you automatically are just like, I don't mess with that person like that. And sometimes you're almost just waiting for them.
And it's like she's never seen her on TV.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm waiting for you to make a move because I'm down to go. I'm ready to blow up on you. And I feel like that's what it was. Like, Kenya knew about her. Kim knew about Kenya. It was just like waiting for someone to step on a crack, you know? And I think that's really what it was. Is like, I've already, from pre-incidences that have
Well, the digs came right away. The digs
came. From pre-judgments. I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's probably.
I definitely agree with that. And the digs came right away, and they definitely didn't like each other. And we move right on to Sheree, because there was like a whole thing with Portia, you know, when she left and she came over. I mean, no, when Kim and Croy went over to Portia's after being upset, and they went over to vent to her. Guys, I cannot get
that
over
that. Was so funny.
I cannot get
your whole daughter. I was like, even when it happened on the episode, I was like, did Kim notice that
she just
called her daughter?
You just don't do that. You just don't bring up someone's injured son and their whole daughter. I literally could not stop laughing. I rewounded about 5 times.
I couldn't stop laughing. On the episode, and I was like, how did Kim, how drunk is Kim that she does not?
They didn't even register it.
Right. I was like,
everybody knew something is not right.
Portia was on that henny.
That's why I say Kim is intoxicated. She doesn't catch it.
Portia was on that henny, though. You call everybody a hoe when you on henny.
Portia was on the henny, and Kim was on something.
That Portia was okay for just keeping it 100. I was just crazy that how did Kim not catch it? Like, Kim and Croy were just like, okay.
That shit was hysterical.
Something is going on there.
But the real thing that's funny is, like,
when
the Kim is such a freaking liar, she's like, my injured son. Ain't nobody talking about your injured son. Yes.
No, you know what was so funny is that they were like, all right, well, you know what? I'm kind of pissed about it. So I'm going to turn around and I'm going to ask Sheree, like, why did you do that? And Sheree's like, I'm happy for you. And they were like, okay. Do you guys remember that part?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, ask Portia about it. So they asked Portia, and Portia's like, well, I didn't mean it like that. And then it went back to Sheree, and Sheree's like, well, I'm happy for you. Okay. I'm like, what is this about?
Bone Collector is...
And Cynthia jumped right in. Oh, you know what? You were coming for Kenya. You were coming for Kenya. Don't even... When you were at Casa Leaks, you were coming for Kenya.
Ho daughter.
Yeah, Kim did not come in with good intentions. And you know what? If everything you say is true, if you came in and you were like, I don't really know how Nene's going to receive me. Nene gave you a pretty fair, warm welcome. It wasn't like she was, you know, going up there and kissing you. But she was like, is that Kim? What's up, girl? Like, she didn't kick you out.
Right. And then the whole time, even, you know, at that party, she was going so hard at Kenya at that party.
So hard.
For, like, no reason. Like, you ain't seen these girls in years. Like, just chill out and
clearly mad from the last interaction.
She came to get her peach. And it's been revoked at this point in time.
She's been trying to get her peach forever. And lots of questions went unanswered tonight. Like, where's your scooter? That question never
Where
got
is
answered.
Your scooter?
Also, we want to know, why you got your own show, boo?
Why?
Is nobody watching it?
Okay, well, it did get renewed. So I guess.
Oh, again?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it did get renewed.
Yeah. It's because that chef. What's
I was
going to
say, it's mostly because of the lesbian housekeeper chef.
Yeah, oh, she's really? Funny.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
From what I've watched
never
of it.
Watched Kim's show.
I've seen it like in passing, and the chef is the funny part of the show.
Well, you know what?
Just
Kenya
her
had
show.
An entire outline for Kim, and the montage played out with it. As always, Bravo producers are just so fantastic. At one point, Kenya even said, cue the production team. And it really literally went into a montage.
Yeah, it came for throws.
About how Kim is just out of line. Their first one was, you have been dating a married man for so long and have never, like, technically fully admitted it, even when you were out there dating Big Papa. You were only out there talking about Big Papa because the camera was in your face. You couldn't hide Big Papa.
Right.
But she had been, she lied about dating married guys for a long time before that. Also, your daughter is a hoe thing, that was freaking... I cannot get over that. Portia, that was hysterical.
And your hoe daughter. Like, yes. It was just so pure the way she said it.
And you know what? Kim
Do we
totally
think
went about
Kim's
it the wrong...
daughter's a hoe? I just want to know.
I don't believe in slut shaming, but if
yeah,
there was
it's not
such...
part of the polls, ladies and gentlemen. Don't answer that
if
question.
If there was such a thing...
I'm just saying Brielle's a mini.
You know? Well, you know
surgery.
What? Chrissy Teigen and Kim are friends. I'm
are
like,
they?
Out of all of that interaction, that's what you want to press the most? That you guys are actually friends on Twitter?
Listen, if Chrissy Teigen and I were friends, I feel like I would use it in every
are
argument.
Are you kidding me?
I want her to be Chrissy my best Teigen friend. Chrissy Teigen is a little messy. I mean, I'm just saying. Not, I mean, I love me some John Legend, but Chrissy Teigen is quick to jump in stuff.
I listened
not
to
really
the
her
iPod.
Business.
It wasn't
she's,
all that.
She's a little messy. I'm just going to say.
I absolutely love Chrissy Teigen. So... Let's move on to the second.
Okay, sorry.
That the, yeah, they said that they absolutely nothing happened. All right, so the poll, you guys are saying nothing happened with Nene and Tyrone.
All right, whatever.
That's fine. And I'm sure Sheree is really happy about that because she doesn't want Nene to have any of Tyrone. But I do believe that they were at one point talking about maybe seeing each other.
I think they were talking about a con. Because they're, I mean, I just stick with this because Nene is about her money. I'm so serious about this.
Yeah, like, Nene's about her money, but she ain't about to do any time. Like she said, oh, jail, no, I can't do that. Look, I haven't had a mugshot in years. Like, I can't.
And, you but know, you know how you might get involved with something and not know the severity of it?
We've all seen how that turns out. Ask Teresa Giudice about that.
Facts.
Yeah, even if you didn't know it was on the paper, if you're involved, you go in jail.
Exactly.
But I think the theme of the entire episode is that Kim is a pathological liar.
15
Yes,
now.
She is.
I mean, once again, it really all goes back to Kim and the accusations. Like, talking about the whole candy thing. Like, she tried to lick my box. And she was like, I never said that. And then they played the footage. Like, why are you denying stuff? That clearly you said, even Andy was like, She was like, why are you reaching? And he was like, you said it on camera.
That's the part that gets me. It's like, whatever you say behind the camera is between you and whoever you're talking to.
Yeah.
But if you say it in front of a camera, how are you now going to come back and be like, oh, I didn't say that?
Exactly. Girl, it's almost up there when people are like, well, I didn't mean for it to get out. Whatever you say on camera goes out to the world.
And I mean, why wouldn't you watch the episode before the reunion? That's the part I'm confused with.
Y'all didn't hear me, like, 2 minutes in when I said Kim's intoxicated. She don't remember.
She's always intoxicated. Yeah, she needs Croy to drive her around.
Yeah, I still am very firm on the fact that I don't think intoxication is an excuse. I think she's legitimately a pathological liar.
Pathological liar. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means you lie so much that, like, you can't differentiate between the truth and...
Yeah.
So you really
think and you lie habitually.
Yeah.
Or you really don't remember.
It's like I can be sitting here and you can be looking at me and I'm wearing a purple romper right or a pink romper right now and I'm like, it's red. And you're like, no, Drew, it's pink. And I'm like, no,
nope, it's a little rare right there.
Which brings us to our second poll question. We want to know, do you think Kim has a drinking problem? Answer in the chat.
We want to know,
does Kim have a drinking problem?
Go to rehab, sis.
Exactly. Is it always alcohol in her red Solo cup?
Yeah.
You tell us.
And she brings up Bahamas. She brings up threesomes. So then NeNe brings up DJ Tracy. Candy did.
Oh, my God.
That was
like,
so
talk
good.
Talk about a throwback.
She was trying to shut that down so quickly. The DJ Tracy, she didn't want to have anything to do with that.
She's like,
I've been married 7 years. I don't want to bring that up. Candy had her back for a split second when the show first started.
No, I'm talking about NeNe's back.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? It's just messy. She always talks about how NeNe can't throw it out, but she can't take it. She does the same thing. Kim throws out these awful accusations, and then later on is crying in the bathroom that it was too much for her.
Yeah, but I mean, Andy, to me, really summed it up entirely. Like, you have not been positive this entire
season.
And that's just the truth, because anytime it was even something halfway pleasant with her and Sheree, she was still dogging people the entire time.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, you never told us about your kids. And the only time Brielle ever came out your mouth was with the roaches. So we don't know what's going on with your kids or your family.
Exactly.
You know, so how are you like, well, you all didn't ask me about my beautiful children.
She doesn't want to film with anybody. Them. Like, show up to the film and talk about how your daughter got straight A's or something. Or, you know, you're so happy that your little boy is doing better with the dog or something.
I don't know.
We haven't heard anything except you bashing everybody down and then you denying it.
Right.
That's what I was just about to ask. Have we heard anything positive from Kim's household? Anything?
No.
The whole season?
Nothing.
No, we never saw anything. I mean, Croy was like the coolest. I will say Croy seems cool.
Croy is a cool guy.
You know, other than that.
I don't know how he puts up with her.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know how he does put up with her. Which leads us to Roachgate. Oh, and you guys, it looks like in the chat, you guys are saying she has a drinking problem.
Ooh. Yes, and we totally agree with you guys.
Drunk. we move on to Roachgate, which is really important. It basically was what happened last season with the whole Phaedra Candy thing. Like, this was what drove everybody to a dark place. I feel like this season started out pretty light. But when that video showed up in Barcelona, it changed everything. And NeNe was done. And so tonight, when they asked her and she said, completely done, I really believe her. Like, they showed the montages, obviously, of the past reunions of Kim and NeNe saying, well, there might be a chance, but right now there isn't. And they're all looking away. And then later on, they kind of came together. But they never really fully came together. But after this, I really think it's done. As Candy beautifully put it, she explained it to everybody why this type of insult does not go well and it does lead to being racist. It is a racial dig, and we don't like that. We don't play around with that. But in light of it, I will say the one funny thing that NeNe said that had me cracking up. She said, is that even a real roach? Because when you turn on the light, the roaches run away.
Facts. How many times? times have I said on this show that is a damn water bug?
Thank you.
They are everywhere in Atlanta.
They're not scared of the water, so obviously they're not going to be scared of the lights.
Exactly.
So they're water bugs. That was so funny. She said most roaches run away when you turn on the light. I was dying.
That was hilarious. I don't know. At the end of the day, Kim was trying to do whatever she could to ruin Nene. Mm-hmm. And,
I agree with that.
And at the end of the day, it's just pettiness. And there's no place for Kim on this show right now at all.
I do think Nene's accusations towards Kim are accurate. And I think it has brought up an interesting conversation of what makes somebody racist.
Mm. Yeah, because I have always felt over the years that Kim, this isn't the first time Kim has said something that's like slick. And I think we discussed this before. Either she may not be racist, but she might definitely have some sort of prejudice in what she believes how black people are or whatever.
Exactly.
And it does come off as offensive, and especially if you live in the South. So it's
The one thing that I did notice that she said on the show that was racist, she was like, these 5 African-American women are coming at me. What do you expect me to do? And when she said that threw me off.
Yeah, because what she really wanted to say was, I have 5 black girls coming at me, and I'm a white girl.
Yeah.
Well, you could have just been like, I have 5 girls coming at me, and no one stood up for me. You want to talk about how you're not racist, why are you bringing up race still then?
Mm-hmm. Just say. At one point, she was like, wouldn't no other white girl sit on that panel but her?
Exactly.
And that's probably true.
That's when
probably true.
The racist.
I was about to say, we need to get Bethany to move to Atlanta. But,
okay, Bethany could throw down. Bethany could throw down.
But the thing is, like, if your go-to is to say some stereotypical racial BS to me when you're in an argument with me, if you're a white woman and I'm a black woman, then I think you're petty and lame and you're racist. Sorry. Like, if that's where you automatically go.
But I don't think Kim gets it. I don't think she
A racist understand. Women don't get it.
She definitely doesn't get it. That's why they had the meeting in the bathroom.
I know, because she's probably like, I'm friends with 5 black women.
When are we going to get her to get it?
And you know what? I think Erica's on to something. Like, Kim has spouted out little racist things throughout the season that's made you go home.
Or remember when she had Sweetie? That whole thing with Sweetie
was
like,
oh my God,
that was so offensive.
The whole slave thing and the way she treated her and the way,
also, even down to how she presents herself and talks. Like, she talks and behaves on her show, completely.
Like a white privileged girl.
Completely different than she does on this show. Why all of a sudden are you using black slang and the red solo cups? Do you take those red solo cups with you when you're hanging out with
Ready,
Kim,
gals?
Kim and Chloe?
Let's do a white shot. Bye. Remember when she was doing this?
Bye.
Bye.
She just...
Bye, white privilege.
Right.
Bye, go on, white privilege.
She changes up her whole demeanor when you're around black girls, and I feel like she is acting the way she thinks black women act, and it's insulting.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's offensive.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say earlier. Happening. When she brought up that whole fact, I'm like, it doesn't have to do with the way that they're coming at her. It has to do with the fact that she is underlining this subtle racism that is slowly coming to the surface.
And honestly, in my opinion, I feel like microaggressions are worse than you just flat out calling me the N-word. Like, I feel like these petty little jabs that you consistently make over and over again are worse than you flat out being true to who you are and just being
straight
up racist.
Yeah, because it pokes the bear. Like, who said that, Portia?
You poking it millions of times is going to be way more agitating to me than you just coming up to my face and slapping me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, it all goes back to Sheree. So, you know, they decided to put her in the hot seat. And Sheree couldn't really budge. And she really couldn't spit anything back. And that was really funny. The second honorable mention tonight of the comedy goes to Portia. You in the hot seat tonight, bitch.
Enjoy it.
Right.
That face.
That little face was hysterical. Enjoy it.
So, are we happy Sheree's gone? Or the speculation?
Yes, I am. Because you know what? If you're going to be the bone collector, own it. Don't just own it part-time. Mm-hmm. You part-time bone collector.
So, the bone collector, you have to sell everyone's bone, even people that are not your
friends.
Yeah,
she's selective about it, though. She's selective about it. And then she said it wasn't her job.
Well, I think she only had one friend on the show, so it's okay.
Well, until the end of the season,
No.
I didn't realize that she wasn't friends with anybody else. She's going on all the trips. She's smiling at everybody's face. I know.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
And then later, it's like, oh, okay. Then she's tee-hee, ha-ha with Kim.
It's called common decency.
But she was basically, to me, two-faced. Because it's like, all right, if Nene and Candy and everybody else knew you weren't really messing with them, all of those trips, everything would have been different. She smiled in their face and then dogged them when she was with Kim.
Last season, I loved Sheree because I was like, you know what? She really does not pick and choose who she's going to share the tea with.
Exactly.
She goes for everyone. Right.
That's what I liked about her last season, too.
Wait, do y'all want a friend like that, though, that's going to share your tea or...
Yeah, but no one was actually looking at her as a friend because she was in there to start trouble. And we were like, thank you. This is what we want. We want Sheree to come back and start trouble. But not selectively. Well, like, go after everybody.
Last season, what it was Sheree's whole point was, okay, I'm going to share the tea so that everybody remains honest. Because that's the thing. It's like, okay, well, if you meet with Sheree and, you know, and you're saying all this other stuff about Candy doing it.
But it was little
me,
things.
Right. I mean, it was all this thing. And then when you're around other people, you don't admit it. Well, then, yeah, Sheree's going to bring it up. So it's not like you're dogging people behind their backs.
And she just brought up all these little things. Like, oh, she said she didn't know you. She said she was still trying to get to know you. But nothing trumped, and I hate using that word, but nothing like trumped the whole Candy scandal.
Right, exactly.
So I feel like Sheree kind of got a pass because she did bring up good things and she was like not letting anybody go unaccountable. She was really holding everybody accountable. But this season, it all went to a different turn. Like, you can't just come in and be like, I'm holding everybody accountable. And then be like, oh, I'm the bone collector. I have the LLC. And then spit out, this is not my job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you have no other storyline.
Yeah.
How do you think she gave up her storyline with all that coming into play and that's why she got fired?
No,
I think she has a storyline anyway.
Yeah, I don't think she had a storyline. And no one wants to wait 2 years for Lyrone to get out.
We don't care about Tyrone. The only reason you were popping last season is because you equally bone collected. And
well, who though? Who's the other one?
What do you mean, who's the other one? She came for everybody. Like, she shared the tea with everybody. It wasn't like her.
And also, wasn't last season the whole drama with Bob? So that's when she was trying to get back with Bob, and then it was the whole domestic violence thing. So she had a legitimate story.
And that was perfect.
What do you think stopped them from bringing her back?
Because she has no story.
This season, she didn't bring it like she did last season with Bob. Last season, she showed vulnerability. She forgot she was in that car. When she was talking with Bob in that car, we all looked at Bob differently. It changed the dynamic. And it also changed the way we looked at Sheree because Sheree lowered all the walls when that happened.
But that was her real man, though. Tyrone is in jail. He can't get that emotion out of her.
But even before that episode with the domestic violence, when she and Bob were getting back together, you were rooting for Bob. And that was interesting because a lot of times in the other seasons, you don't really... She talks about how great her kids are, but she doesn't really reveal that much. Mm-hmm. Last season, she revealed a lot. It was interesting all the way through.
Even the reunion. I was loving her at the reunion. Exactly. Remember when all that Candy drama was going down and they were like holding hands with Portia? She was like, oh my God. Like, it just got so dark that even for Sheree, she was like, this is too much. Like, she was physically crying of what she was just witnessing. It was, like, too much for her. Like, it got so dark for everybody. But this season, I'm like, you're backing up. I don't like your approach. You really could have said something about the video. Like, there's just all these little things.
Exactly.
That
you're aligning yourself with someone who is actually not on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. She ruined all of her alliances. No one's going to want to film with her now.
She messed up, politically, she messed up because she did align herself with someone who doesn't even have a peach. Like, you have the peach girl, not your friend. So you need to go ahead and protect that peach because now it's gone.
Exactly. You're not going to be untardy for the party.
How are you going to pay for Tyrone's shrimp flavored ramen now because you don't have a job anymore.
Money buried in the field somewhere.
I don't know about all that.
Well, let's move on. The very last thing, you know, we think it's all over. Cynthia asked for the seamstress sew me out of my dress, which I loved. That was such a good moment.
Yeah.
Everybody's wrapping up, and all of a sudden, this producer runs out of the bathroom and goes, I need Andy and a camera. And we all start freaking out. What is going on? Of course, a white woman in trouble, so everybody comes running.
It's KK Kim. No, ready to go.
That's scary movie joke. No, but honestly, like, really, you're that dramatic. You need to pull everybody in the bathroom. And then she's like, Sheree, I'm really upset with you. And Sheree's like, Well, I don't want you to feel like that. Well, I definitely don't want you to feel like that.
Sometimes you don't have to be dramatic if you just want to learn and have fun and grow and all that stuff. So
I can't.
I just want to know, for those who do want to learn, we have got the podcast for you. We have Conversations with Maria Menounos right here, hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder. And it drops every Friday, and it's on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Maria can be the big sister that you never had and that you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, and be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let her know that it was us.
The Atlanta panel.
Yes, the
Real Housewives of Atlanta panel, who sent you there. Be sure to rate and comment. And Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is fire. Check it out.
Someone said Maria needs to fix Kim's spirit. I'd kill for that interview.
That would be so good.
I listened to Maria on the way to San Diego, and it was a really good show. They were talking about the Kardashians. It was fantastic. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, well, before we pull up these pictures and stuff, this is kind of a last minute thing, but based off of the clip of Kim going off, poor me, I'm just a simple white girl, help, SOS, the black girls are coming for me. Yandy Smith from Love & Hip Hop commented on the Shade Room's post of the incident and said, "Wait, did she just say racism wasn't all that real? You wouldn't know, sis. You're privileged and white." That's so disrespectful, and I bet she didn't mean it like that, in quotes.
She said the black girls are coming for me. I'm done.
The misinformed are always the loudest and most emotional ones. Come on, sis. You subconsciously just told us how you really feel.
Yeah, when she said racism isn't even real, like, I'm just like, she's like, social media brought it out. I'm like, girl, you are living on delusional island. Keep going with the news.
She told black women that they should apologize to the world for racism.
Done with her.
But anyway,
done with her.
Okay. Okay, so riding the Love & Hip Hop train. So earlier this week, these photos and selfies were taken and posted on Instagram of Shay Johnson from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and Miami, and Peter, Cynthia's ex. And I guess she went to his spot in North Carolina, and then they did some gigs together, whatever. And so everybody was like, ooh, that's his new boo and all this stuff. So there were plenty of rumors, and that was going to be my news until we had this video that Peter posted on Instagram here with his Wendy Williams, because he wants to be like on Atlanta so bad. With his Wendy Williams robe on, basically saying that he is not dating Shay. So I don't know what you guys think or believe. But
dating and screwing is two different things.
Are we watching the video or no?
Let's watch it. What's
we don't name? Have to. I guess we can.
Let's see what he says. Some
Instagram world. How y'all doing out there?
He even sounds
bye,
like Wendy
Peter.
Williams. Check it out. I'm wearing my
Wendy. Oh my God, she's such
a... Hey, Wendy.
He sounds just like her.
He so anyway, wants to be famous.
I read several articles saying that Shay Johnson and I are dating. Not. She's a great person, though.
Okay, he said yes. Not. We could stop.
Okay, good day. Stop it.
All right. So, Drew, what's next with the girls on the Universal backlot that I see? This was incredible.
Okay, so.
Oh my God, Nick Cannon and Cynthia.
But yeah, before we get into the girls, Miss Cynthia Bailey, darling. Ooh. Is doing the damn thing.
Yes,
with Nick Cannon. He is releasing a new album. Why? No one knows. But he does have Cynthia on the album work.
He really does like these older women.
You can go ahead and push play. Breathe. There's actually a couple.
I think that I'm an alcoholic from all of the arguments.
Oh,
I swear that every
God.
Time you step in the room, you'll be starting
Nick
shit.
Can, okay, Nick can get it because he is fine. She a video hoe.
But yeah, so that's
okay, Cynthia. Yes.
Cynthia is reminding everyone that she fits in. She's here to stay.
Okay.
Nick Cannon can get it any day. He clearly loves older women. Mariah Carey, Cynthia Bailey, get it, boo boo.
I love you, Nick, but please lose the turban one day.
Yeah, please lose the turban. It's been going on for over a year now. We get it.
Before we get into the next photos, Croy, Kim's Uber driver, tweeted about the conversation in the bathroom. What happened to the 45-minute conversation we had at Andy in the bathroom? I guess the true story lines make it to the cutting room floor.
You know what, Croy? Look, when you spend 45 minutes blabbing, I'm sure all of it was Kim talking a bunch of nonsense. And the key line there was racism isn't even real. So yeah. That's what we harped on. That's what we're going to take away from it.
And oh my God. Lastly, we have
Candy and the Pretty Mess. Drew, yes. Tell us about this.
They were on, first of all, never mind. They were on the
what? Universal. Who's the guy in the background?
The guy in the background is my roommate.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did you just notice that?
Oh my God. Your roommate is on the show now.
I just noticed
Guys, Hollywood is so small.
Because I was like, that sweatshirt looks like mine. But anyway, they are on the Universal Studio lot. Why they're there, Liam, did you know?
Because I actually didn't know. I thought it was because of Cynthia's piece, but they're all dressed up too.
Yeah.
And then I saw Erica Jane's story, and she said, we're here doing our something. And I don't know what she said. She spoke so fast. If you guys know in the live chat, let us know. Erica Jane posted on her Instagram story, and she said what they were doing. I didn't actually catch it, though.
They look good, Candy.
But yeah, I was
Candy
saying,
looks amazing.
Candy and Kim look amazing.
Candy has kept that weight off.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Bounce back.
I mean that in a good way, though.
Okay.
All right. Before we go, I have one more news item. I will just tell you guys because it's really just another photo. So last week we discussed Ava having her baby boy. And so this week, again, her crazy ex, Kevin McCall, said that that baby needs to have a DNA test because that's his baby. So, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is spouting off on Instagram again. And so I don't know.
So pray for him. Yes.
We're all going to pray for him. He's just reaching too. Like, speaking of going on social media crazy.
Yeah,
like, put the Instagram
kind of
cuckoo, down.
But, I mean, you know, their first child's only 3 years. Everybody can do a little backsliding. But, we don't know.
So, the trilogy of the reunions have ended tonight, but the predictions still stand. Let's do our predictions for season 11.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Season 11 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Erica, what do you think is going to happen? Who's coming back?
Okay, so I think Kenya, Portia, everybody, I think we all know Sheree's gotten cut. I think I've heard that they were interviewing, this is going to be my news last week, I think. I've heard that they were interviewing Tamar. So
I did hear that.
I remember that.
I was like, get your life.
Get it, girl.
Get your life. Okay.
Tamar would tame the show. So
yes,
I'm hoping
God.
For Tamar. And to be honest, I personally feel my prediction is going to be that I think Kenya's doing a surrogate. I don't really think Kenya's pregnant. There hasn't been any baby bumps. She's made kind of weird tweets about it and stuff. So I think if she has a baby, it's going to be through a surrogate and or adoption. And that's going to be a big reveal or big drama.
Did you guys see the crib photo she posted? And people are like, where's the actual baby?
People
are so ridiculous.
Somebody was like, well, I haven't seen a baby bump. I'm confused. Kenya responded to a random person. Stay confused. Yeah, okay, damn. Kenya. All right, sweetie. This is your mystery man and your mystery baby. But I think there will be a baby there, but I don't think she's going to have it the traditional way.
All right.
Well, I also heard about the Tamar thing. But also, Phaedra today posted a video or a photo that was quoting Nicki Minaj, and this is something along the lines of, they have to paint somebody to be the bad guy. And so I'm wondering if they
saw... Who is that about? Because Kim is a bad...
No, but it was a picture of Phaedra. I think Phaedra was saying, like, if somebody's got to be the bad guy, like, I don't mind being it type thing. I think Phaedra might be in the... I don't think Phaedra's gone for good. After the way...
No,
after,
I definitely don't think Phaedra's gone for good.
After how, like, kind of snooze-worthy this season was, I think they're going to bring Phaedra back.
All right.
Erica's happy.
You know, I always see Phaedra every week. So
I'm not saying I'm excited about that.
You know what? I feel like people are slowly letting go everything that happened with Phaedra because I feel like the girls have done really shady stuff to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think Kim, Sheree, gone for good. I'm so happy about that. Go to Tardia for the party. Do whatever you got to do. Phaedra, she could possibly make a comeback. I'm not opposed to that. I do think they're going to bring some fresh, new talent to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I'm here for it. I want to see some new drama. I want to see some new faces, and I'm here for it.
I heard some of the Potomac women are possibly... Oh. They won't say who, but I heard a rumor that someone from Potomac is possibly switching onto a different show.
Leave Potomac to come to Atlanta.
Ashley, like, or Karen.
Or Giselle.
Or Giselle.
Giselle would be great. Giselle would kill it in Atlanta, too.
Well, my predictions are that they're actually very similar to Convo. I definitely believe that there's going to be some fresh meat onto the cast. They need it. They need some fresh meat. I don't know if Nene's going to come. I feel like Nene will be back, but I feel like if she keeps it going the way she is, she's going to go off. She's going to go off screen again. Just because when Nene's good, she's great. But when it gets too dark and no one can get in a word and it's just all fighting, then, like, we get over it quickly. I like when Nene's doing well. She's on Broadway. She's doing stuff. So I know she had a low point this season. I really hope that she picks herself up and she gets it going again, which I'm sure she will. So my prediction is some new meats, a shakeup of the cast.
Yes. Marlo. I want Marlo to have a peach.
That
might be the fresh meat. Maybe Tamar. This is going to be a shakeup. I predict a shakeup. And I really hope that next season will be light. I want some fun. Yes. You know what I mean?
We need someone to go head to head with Eva, with her new baby. And someone to have a play date with the babies, too. Because I think Candy and Eva, they have the two smaller children.
I don't know if Eva did enough for me this season.
Mm. Eva was, she was cute. But she was pregnant. I don't think she's peach worthy. I think she's an interesting friend of the show.
Yeah, I
she's not really,
kind
she,
of agree with that.
She was okay. She's cute, but not totally.
I think she can bring it. I don't know. The kid might take it out of her, though.
Sometimes it does change.
I mean,
you.
Maybe now that he's not running for mayor, she'll be more open. But it was a lot of stuff she didn't want to talk about.
That's true.
It wasn't too much. But maybe if she's more open next season, for sure. But this season, she didn't do too much for me.
Well, that is it. That is our after show for the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion special tonight. It all ended. It's our last episode. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for being for us there in the live chat and sending us the sweet messages. We appreciate all the thumbs up. Even the little shade y'all threw and the little thumbs down. I see you. We see each other. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being fans and keeping the cable on, as Kenya says. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And check me out leading the panel for the Real Housewives of New York. If you love what I do, you like it, you want to see more of it, check it out Thursday nights, 10 p.m., the Real Housewives of New York. I'll be talking about Luann, Ramona, all the crazy people, Sonia. Let's get it going, girls.
Well, this is it for the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. I'm so sad to go and be away from my panel. I love you guys. You were my AfterBuzz family, and we're going to keep this going next season. But the one thing that I want to say, you can follow me. You can keep up with me on Barry After Show, as well as the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta After Show, and on social media. Conversation Piece is where you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter, MISS Convo Piece. And follow me and talk to me. And I thank you guys for like all the comments and everything. Like I'm just like so sad to see you go.
We love you guys, we really do.
And if you want to keep it messy with me, I'll be on Teen Mom tomorrow night. And if you want to keep it in the A, I'll be on Atlanta Thursday nights. And you can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
What's up, party people? You can check me out on the Barry after panel, the Terror after panel, Unreal. And I am leading the Deception after panel. And this week, we have the showrunner for Deception coming in. So it'll be great. And follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A. D as in Dore Edwards, because we're going to keep up with the Atlanta Housewives when they're off season too.
Yeah. Okay.
So stay tuned, follow us, and let me know what's going on. Miss you guys so much.
Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye, After Buzzers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.